Alien. Well, Pete.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you called this one. Last week we were talking, and in fact we had even put a headline out, Analysts to Alien, we defy you, we dare you to go IPO. And last Friday, Alien officially withdrew its IPO efforts, and there are a wide range of rumors swirling around the industry now as to what may be next for them. But first of all, can you give us a sense of what happened with that, and what do you think is next for Alien and next for RFID in terms of Wall Street support?
Well, Alien is, and I really would say it's truly an anomaly relative to a business model that really is not something that Wall Street is going to support very well. And when you looked at the S-1 and then dug under the covers, it was clearly something that was very, very risky and not in any sort of investment shape that, you know, typical retail brokers or certainly common owners of stock would just want to put their money in. And it's still much more into a venture type approach where they have still selling things way under cost, but the real critical component was the fact that their manufacturing process is still unproven, and they're trying to get the money really from Wall Street to try to make that work. And that's a very, very risky proposition that really the biggest companies typically are the ones that do those kinds of new manufacturing processes. So it really wasn't something that was ready for prime time, and in my view, it's better that that RFID companies that really are have a solid business model and a proposition that investors are much more likely to see a return on. They will start to see those happen probably one before the end of this year, and very likely we'll see a number of them next year because we're seeing real revenues come to those companies more on a not in what everybody sees as kind of the let's call it the case and pallet supply chain type situation that Alien has been focused on, but really more of the active tag and the real time locating systems and people actually having real serious business pains in paying decent money to vendors, and therefore that's going to make for a better business model and for some either good IPOs or some very solid acquisitions to come towards the end of this year and next year.
There's no question that the manufacturing yields issue certainly struck a nerve with them, because I was startled shortly after we had done some of those pieces. They had come out of their quiet period to specifically very directly challenge the yields comments, and it just struck me as unusual why they would opt to have done that.
Well, it was really the main purpose for raising the money. They did have revenues, even though they were probably losing money on all those sales, which obviously you can't make that up in volume. But the real issue was trying to fix that manufacturing process, and you know it doesn't really matter how bad or how reasonable the yields were. You really have to get those kinds of yields up into the 99% range, and they were nowhere close to that.
What do you see being next for Alien itself? There were some bizarre rumors.
They have to cut back to try to survive, and probably over the next 3 months they will see whether or not they can get additional venture money from their existing venture partners, as well as possibly some other venture partners. But I mean, the North Dakota people called me to see whether or not I felt that they would have to, you know, shut down the plant there and lay off the people. And I said they were very likely going to have to lay off probably 30% of their staff in order to reduce the burn rate. I'm sure they are going to lay off some of the people in North Dakota and try to actually get some incremental venture money to see if they can stay alive.
Do you see them as an attractive acquisition target?
It's certainly not an acquisition at how much money that actually has been put in there, which is well over $200 million. I just don't see the values in there unless they can prove that manufacturing process. So that's a real chicken and egg problem for them. I mean, they do have some IP, but in point of fact, with standards, the chip is not something unique, and there's, you know, really two very solid chips out there now with Impinj and TI and some others out there that are standards as well. And then there are a number of reader players that also meet the, you know, the certified standards. So I don't see a lot of IP value, for their assets, their portfolio of assets, you know, that they could try to recoup the current investment. So that's going to be a real tough acquisition target, because you've got so many VCs in there that are going to want to try to at least come somewhere close to getting their money back. And so I just view it as going to be a tough haul for them over the next 3 months.
I think, you know, from the standpoint of this, the sort of timing of the IPO and pullout, you know, as much as you're probably right that it's a rocky road ahead for them in the next months, you know, I do have to sort of applaud them for actually pulling back. You know, it's really such a shame when companies who really aren't developed enough to accommodate the fiduciary responsibilities or the expectations of shareholders get there, you know, because of the, you know, perceived initial impact financially and the seeding of capital. I really, you know, sort of hope that because RFID has such great promise in the retail industry, that they do kind of maybe slow down a little bit to make sure that they can fully develop their business models and their processes in order to really accommodate and the growth strategy that really makes more sense.